Everything you know about health is about to change. Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Sometimes people suffer, not from lack of faith, but from lack of knowledge. This is the show that changes that. If you are tired of being sick, tired of not getting answers, tired of spinning in circles, for healing is not a mystery. It is a miracle that you were designed to experience. It takes hard work and real knowledge. It takes patience and time. It takes the education this show can provide. So, get it straight today. Here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. I am Dr. Vincent Medici on this rainy January day. Yeah, holidays are over. You're looking at your New Year's list. You're wondering when you're going to start. You're looking at how much weight you gained. You're feeling a little lonely. You're doing any one or all of these things. And then on top of that, it's got to be pouring rain for the next 4 or 5 days on a Saturday morning, no less. That's supposed to be sunny and warm, and you're supposed to be at the ballpark. Okay, so we're being challenged. That's the purpose of it. We're being challenged. 2019 is going to be a challenge. No two ways about it. But built into that challenge is a lot of opportunity. That's what I want to talk to you about today, the opportunity of it. And I'll give you an example. The example is all this nasty rain, which, well, it's not really nasty, is it? But you know what I mean. What are you going to do about the rain? Here's a little piece of advice. Go into it. Go into it. Get out there in your shorts and your t-shirt. And when it pours, take your top off, if it's appropriate and legal. Take your top off and let that cold, windy, pelting rain hit your bones. That's a health practice. It's a health practice you need to start. On top of that, if you want to get even more gutsy, dive into the ocean or the lake or the cold river. You can use a lot in weather like this to build health. You can use a lot in weather like this to measure your health. What I just suggested is a shock. We tend to not like shocks. We tend to, under the brunt of the stress of a shock, we tend to do, well, irrational things. For instance, what happens, especially in Southern California, the minute it starts raining, everyone on the freeway speeds up. Now, you know what I'm talking about. When everybody's supposed to slow down in the rain because it hasn't rained and there's going to be an oil slick on the freeway and it's dangerous. And, of course, we see the accident rates soar. And why do they soar? Because everyone slows down? No. People flip out in the rain. That's the way they respond to shock. Driving on a freeway and having rain pelt down upon your windshield in your automobile makes people speed up. That's ridiculous. That's counterintuitive. That doesn't make sense. That's irrational. And yet people do it all the time. And the accidents during that initial day of rain, they skyrocket. You know what that tells me? That tells me as a doctor, when people's response, psycho-emotional response to rain, is to go 10 miles, they're sympathetic dominant. They're flipped out. You can use shock to measure the inherent balance of the autonomic nervous system. And again, for those of you who may be new to the show, autonomic nervous system, it's that electrical switch in the body that either speeds you up or slows you down. And your organs are speeding up or slowing down all the time. When you're sprinting up the hill, your nervous system is sending messages to the heart to speed up, and hopefully for the rest of the day when you're sitting there relaxing in the chair, your nervous system is sending messages to the heart to slow down. You're not thinking about any of this, are you? No, this is all done through the unconscious. That whole world underneath your conscious mind that runs your body, that has an intelligence of its own, is mediated through these lines of force called nerves, which transmit effectively light that are the basic intelligence of the entire human organism. And you don't think about it, but in any given moment, it's speeding up or slowing down. That's what it's always doing. The way people respond to rain on the freeway tells us they're flipped out. Now, you can rationalize it a million ways. I don't want to lose the wax job on the car. I'm scared of the rain. There's going to be traffic soon, so I want to speed up to beat the traffic. All the chores take more time in the rain, and so if I get to where I'm going faster, I'll have more time to compensate for the fact that everybody else is going to be all crowded and confused and slowed down, and I'm on the clock. Got a million reasons, but the bottom line is people skits. That's kind of a sad indictment. But it means something. Now let's look at it another way. Go out in the rain. Take a walk in the rain. Let that cold air, that cold water, those dark gray skies. I mean, we got some great dark gray skies. Today we'll probably see rainbows at some point. Use nature with intelligence to enhance your health. You can use rain and cold to shock your body. Shock. Now, what happens with shock? Today's show is entitled, it's show 399, Health is Shock. Your body actually likes shock. Abrupt shock. It doesn't like chronic, relentless shock. That's what people do. They replace true shock, tumultuous upheavals of whatever. They replace it with little itty bitty shocks that are going on all day, all week, all month, all year, all lifetime long. Chronic repetitive stress is death. That's what breaks you down. But abrupt shock is not. Case in point, the lion. The lion's got the life. It's king of the jungle. It can relax. It can sleep on its back with its legs spread and not worry about danger. That's why we say it's the king of the jungle. Doesn't have to spend a lot of its time trying to protect itself. And so it lives a relatively leisurely existence. It's tough to do a National Geographic show on the poor lion. You know, we do it on the poor jackal, and the poor mouse, and all sorts of things that struggle for their existence. But the lion, no. So then what does the lion do? And you know the analogy. The analogy is us. I mean, for the most part, at least here in Southern California, what do we really have to be worried about? There's a perspective. Now, like the lion, well, let's stick to the lion. What does the lion do? The lion, I don't know, once a day, every 2 days, the lion goes into a 50-mile-an-hour sprint. It kills. It engages in the ultimate act of stress. And those lions can be killed, too, when they're trying to kill. We call it nature, yes, but that's shock. And what it requires on behalf of the lion is a massive surge of adrenaline. Adrenaline. Surging your adrenaline is healthy. And by the way, when that lion is hunting its prey, it's not thinking about the family. It's not thinking about politics or the economy, or whether it's going to rain that summer or winter in Africa. The lion is simply focused on its prey. It's about to make a kill, and every cell in its organism is devoted to that moment. We can say the lion's not thinking. We can say it's out of its head. We can say it's out of its head and it's into its being. Its essence is being expressed in the hunt and then in the kill. That's why you got to walk in the rain. Run in the rain, sprint in the rain, roll in the earth in the rain. Take a nap in the rain. Go into a sea cave, dive in the ocean. You know, other countries are into this. Russia, Finland. This is a practice up there. They don't care about the rain. There's no such thing as it's raining, and it's always raining. They go out, no shirt on, 10 degrees, and they go into the water. There's all sorts of practices other countries have had as they adapt to harsh environments. And they call them health practices. But if you're looking at it from the standpoint of the science, those adrenaline surges, temporary, short-lived adrenaline surges, are one of the exercises of health. And how you respond in those temporary moments, how you respond in those moments, tells you where your health is at. Some of you can't do this, admittedly. It should be a goal. But I bring it up in the sense that if you can't do it, it's because you don't have the adrenaline to do it. That is significant. Skip the lab test, buddy. You don't need the lab test. You need the life test. Skip the lab test. Do the life test. Skip the science. Use your common sense. Honestly, more and more, the longer you do it, the more you realize science should never have replaced common sense. But it has replaced common sense. That is the absolute problem with it. Now, you can meet that head on. If you do this, if you start using the next 4 to 5 days for your health practice, you're going to be on one side of the fence or the other. One side of the fence is you're going to get up, you're going to go out there, the cold's going to hit you, you're going to start running around the track, up the hill, however you want to do it. Do push-ups in the rain. Get it to the point where the rain feels good, like it's warming you, because internally you're so warm. And you know what? You're going to hit another level of health. You're going to strengthen your immune system. You want to go through the winter without the flu? The winter flu? The vaccine? See, I'll always hook it in to the real world. The world of science. It's telling you we've got a killer flu. And the only way to do it is to attenuate the virus so that your immune system can memorize it before the big day comes when you get exposed to it. We're doing this everywhere. Don't be a sucker for this. Stimulate immunity. There's a way to do it. And of course, now we live in this legalistic society. This poor, sycophantic, pretentious, garbage society. That's not the society of our founding fathers. It's not the way our grandparents and great-grandparents lived. It's not what made America great. Now we live in this society where you can't say that because somebody using poor discretion is going to go out, not listen to their body, get themselves sick and catch a cold or a flu and then die. And it's all because they went out in the rain. You know, think about it, guys. We got to get on the other side of this. We're training people to be automatons. To think that the world is cookbook. To refuse to accept the fact that in any given moment, one man's food is another man's poison. And then there's no board, there's no agency, there's no website, there's no Twitter feed, there's no YouTube that can give you common sense. Common sense is forged out of the right perspective. It's a little brains. It's a little faith. It's a little experience. Common sense is cultivated. So if somebody says, take your clothes off, go out in the rain, the pouring rain, don't run under a rock if you see a stalk of lightning. If somebody says that, you got to use your common sense. But using your common sense and successfully negotiating that act, you're going to boost immunity like no vaccine could ever. Because shock stimulates the neuroendocrine system, neurological system, glandular system, and the immune system. Those are three fascinating facets of the human organism. The nervous system, meaning the autonomics. Rather than being shocked into sympathetic dominance, work the rain and the gray sky, and in my case, the big waves, the pounding surf, into something that relaxes you internally. I do this. I invite you to join me in your own way, using your own discretion, with your own level of common sense. And if you fall down, well, that's okay. You'll get up again. What else are you going to do? Speed up on the freeway? Congest the 405? Flip your car because you didn't take care? I watch them in the canyons. They speed down the canyon because it's raining. Yep, time to add an extra 20 miles an hour to the downhill flow. Got to get there faster. It's raining. Doesn't matter, I'm hydroplaning at 50 down a canyon road. Not going to happen to me. You see it all the time. Push the edge. Pushing the edge is good. This rain allows us to test our health. And if you get the objective met, if you get the bullseye, rest assured that shock has translated into the nervous system and the endocrine system a response that tells the immune system to multiply its warriors. Why? Because the immune system feels like it's under attack. But it's not. But it feels like it is. And so a message will go from the brain to the bone marrow to pump out way more immune system warriors. The macrophages go on alert. T cells, B cells, NK cells, and who knows what and what else. Well, where's the science? Where's the science to prove that this is true? You know, I Googled up this suggestion this maniac made on the air this morning, and I didn't find any double-blind placebo studies to support this. I got one word for you. Pay me. Pay me, and I will. But I ain't doing it if you don't pay me. Ah, welcome to America. You get paid for your work. There's a concept. What's my point, guys? My point is that what you've fallen in love with, and rightly so, because your soul tells you it's right, what you've fallen in love with, natural medicine, holistic health, what you've fallen in love with is empirically designed. It's done by experience. You learn it firsthand. You learn it by direct knowledge. If you take 100 people and you watch them develop this practice, you're going to see it improve their immune system. If you want to take that to the labs, you can, but no one's going to pay you. The NIH... You want to understand that. The National Institute of Health. This is where our taxpayer money and donations go so that people like me or somebody else or scientists throughout the world can write these long, complicated essays to get the grants. It's all controlled by pharmaceutical. There's none of it that's done in the interest of real health. It's done in the interest of, I'll give you money to do the research grant if you can show our investments, the people behind us, how to make money on what you discover. Of course, then, it's all gone into drug research. You can get lots of money for vaccines. You can't get anything for something like this. Can you imagine Googling up the top 100 health practices and then seeing all these things documented by admittedly more comprehensive levels of science? You gotta just dream that dream, because you will be dreaming, because it ain't going down. It doesn't happen. You don't see it. That's why I do my show. This is show 399, 6 years of shows. 52 shows a year, 52 weeks in a year, one every week. I've missed one in 6 years. I love it. My Saturday morning is sunny. I can't wait to dive in to this day. This weather's a blessing. A week of rain, a week of wind, so we can get the spring bloom. So it's time to prune the hedges. Slice them. There's another health practice. A shock to the flower. I'm going to do it to my roses this week. I'm going to trim them down. Not my gardener, me. I wouldn't trust my gardener with anything. He can sweep the floor. Sorry. Contact my site if you know a gardener worth a darn. They all just want to mow and blow. They don't understand anything about what they're doing. Years ago, we had gardeners that did. We don't anymore. But I'm going to prune the roses. In fact, I'm going to call a famous gardener. She lives in Idaho. I'm going to speak to her on the phone, and she's going to give me point-by-point instructions on how to cut the fingers off of my roses. That hurts. Oops, that hurts. Shock. It's shock. You're shocking the rose. You're shocking the rose to create an inflammatory response. But the beauty of it is, the divine nature of it, the sacred act of it, is that in shocking it that way, with integrity, with good intention, you're going to stimulate growth factors that are going to bring a stronger, more powerful rose for the spring. Nature's filled with these things. That's what Schauberger was saying. Victor Schauberger. Look his name up. The water wizard. He was a fourth generation forester. And he had tons of insights that they came from God. Science has decided we're not allowed to honor people like that. That's why we're not allowed to honor taking your clothes off and go running in the rain. Just going to get sick and die. Think about it. Not going to get sick hopping into your car, hydroplaning, risking your life all the way to Starbucks to stand online like a retard and look at everybody. No, not look at everybody, right? Nobody looks at anyone online at Starbucks. Everybody stares at their cell phone and then looks up sneering. And then you order your double mocha coffee latte. And the girl at the counter knows your first name because that's what corporate tells her to do. But if you ever run into her outside Starbucks, she runs the other way. They're only allowed to say hello on the job. The corporation says only say hello. Equinox is the same way. You walk in and they go, "Hi, Vincent. Good to see you." You run into them outside of that moment, and they don't know if you're alive or dead. What is going on? Do something real for 2019. Do something real. Because you're not fooling your neuroendocrine immune system. You're not. And we can baloneyize it into things are getting better. There was a big hip thing on this week. I think it was the Wall Street Journal or the Times, the LA Rag Times, on how we're winning the war on cancer because there's way less of it. People are living anyway because detection methods are better, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I don't want to get into it, but it's another rationalization for our defect, our plasticity, our increasing plasticity. It's not fooling our neuroendocrine immune system. But you have nature. You have this beautiful rainy day. And the way it looks, we're going to have a lot of it this winter. So prune your hedges. Prune yourself is what I'm saying. Health is shock. Prune yourself and reap the rewards. And that's today's message. Now, I've got two openings left for class tomorrow. Somebody out there in radio land listening to this show, being hit in your higher centers of self, 714-850-1007. 714-850-1007. It's my seventh engagement of another class I started. Tomorrow we're doing longevity. How to live longer and better. 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. $150. That's what it costs to come. Find the money. Find the time. 11 to 7. 11 to 6. Usually 7. Formally 11 to 6. $150. 7 hours on the real story of how to live longer and better. I'm Dr. Vincent Medici. This has been a blast. We will see you next week.
Okay, that's a wrap. Don't forget to get to Dr. Medici's website at drmedici.com to look at the pictures and review the show as often as you wish. See you next week.